Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Much has been written both about and by people who feel they were assigned the wrong body at conception, exploring the struggles to often the tragedies that result from the mismatch of nature. Very little has been written, however, to chronicle the lifelong struggle of people to understand and to come to terms with two distinct sets of emotions, one male, one female, a single soul at times divided, at times united by two clearly identifiable spirits. Dear Mom and Dad, You Don't Know Me But traces the life of George through the eyes of Georgia, the female half of their soul, from early childhood in the post-war Texas oil fields through the innocence of his early school years in northeastern Oklahoma. Dear Mom and Dad considers the ultimate understanding of God's will for both George and Georgia and its unusual conclusion, sharing a story of struggle and self-acceptance. George spent 30 years trying to understand why he didn't feel things the world seemed to expect him to feel, followed by 25 years reconciling two separate and distinct sets of emotions representing George and Georgia. They are retired together in harmony as Georgia in Arizona. A compassionate portrait of self-acceptance, gender identity, truthful, poignant, and facilitating. Dear Mom and Dad, You Don't Know Me But by Georgia Lee McGowan. And Georgia is with us on This Week in America. Georgia, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, it's such an important topic, and I appreciate your willingness to come on and to talk about the book. And we'll give all the information on the book, where it's available, your website, as we go through the conversation here. What was the initial inspiration for you to write the book and to share your story?
Mostly it was a matter of trying to by writing, helped me work through my own emotions, trying to identify them. I had spent so many years just not feeling normal. And I had known so many people who decided that they were just born in the wrong body, that there was a total mismatch. And I didn't feel that. I just didn't understand why I basically had two sets of emotions. And finally, a friend of mine called me one night and gave me, she said something to me that really awakened an understanding in me. She'd been reading a book about the Sioux Indian chief Crazy Horse, and it talked about in that book their medicine man and a person that they called the Wink Tee. The Wink Tee, as defined in that book and under their language, was a two-spirit person. And when I read that, I thought, when this friend pointed all of that out to me, it was like this light came on, and I finally understood why I just couldn't say no to either one of them.
A fascinating story. The book is really doing well, receiving excellent reviews. The book is a very important book. Dear Mom and Dad, You Don't Know Me But by Georgia Lee McGowan. I'll give you all the information so you can get information on the book as we go through the program here. As you're writing the book, what challenges, what obstacles did you encounter in finishing the book?
Time, number one. I did a lot of research. It took me a total of about 4 years from the time I started it. Because what I did was I went through and made a list of every home we'd had lived in. And my parents moved around frequently because my dad worked for an oil company. And I made a list of all the homes I'd lived in before I left home and all the homes I'd lived in. And then I went through and started making notations about significant events in each of those places. And I did all that first, and then that's when I actually started writing. The original manuscript was way too big. It would have been over 700 pages published. And iUniverse, the publisher, the agent I worked with at the initial publisher, iUniverse, said, wait a minute, you got to trim this way back. So what I did was I went back and thought, okay, what am I really trying to say? What is the real point for me writing this book? And when I did that, I eliminated a whole lot of things and tried to keep it pretty much just down to the issues of what that part of me that's George, what he went through for so many years, not understanding why he just didn't, he had never felt like he was normal. It wasn't that he didn't, there was a lot of things about him that were male, and there were a lot of things about him that were very, very feminine, which was me. And eventually I reached a point where it was like, I kind of decided that, look, he got to use this body for 45, 50 plus years. It's when I began a slow transition, and that happened very gradually, because I was still married to my second wife, and it wasn't until after she passed away from brain cancer that I really began to come out of the woodwork. And that was really the defining moment when I finally just realized at one point that because I had the opportunity to work full time as Georgia, even though I hadn't even gone through the official change, the official name change, any of those things, was when I realized how happy I was doing it. And just, I basically, those two parts of me kind of came to a mutual agreement. And it's funny because the woman I'm married to now, my third wife, is, she laughs at me sometimes and says, "Hush, George," because of, especially when I'm driving, he's kind of a potty mouth with, in reference to other drivers on the road. But that had a lot to do. Once I did that and I started the writing, I found, number one, when I finally realized that this was a key to me, and I would share this with anybody, is that whether you ever get published or not, if you do sit down and write a memoir or an autobiography, and you do it imagining that there are going to be people reading this who really know you really well, and they're going to know whether you're telling the truth or not, you discover how many things you really weren't honest with yourself about over the years. And you have to get downright dirty and honest with yourself. And it especially in terms of, say, my first wife, who we had a very bitter, bitter relationship for years. And it helped me wake up to her and come to understand her a whole lot better and accept my part in that bad situation,
yes,
which I had never done.
So you really learned something about yourself in the process. Was that surprising to you that you did learn more about yourself?
Oh, yeah, really. It was very surprising. But it was also extremely freeing for me, because I was really finally able to separate those two parts and keep them distinct. I, at one point, after the death of my second wife, and I had lost, I had to file bankruptcy, and was living with a group of people that, some of them were trans, most of them were transgendered, but they could not understand how I could go back and forth between George and Georgia, from almost from hour to hour, sometimes from day to day, because most of them wanted to fully transition. And they basically said, well, that part of me that was male never really existed. I was always female, and I just could never, that just didn't jive with me. So writing the book and being, learning to be totally honest with myself and being able to separate those parts honestly, and deal with the faults both of them had honestly,
yes,
was the most freeing experience I'd ever had.
Georgia Lee McGowan is our guest on the program. McGowan is McGowen. Her website is GeorgiaLeeMcGowan.com. She's on Facebook and Twitter. We'll give you that information at the end of the program. The book is called Dear Mom and Dad, You Don't Know Me But, book available Amazon, wherever books are sold. You can also order and get that information on Georgia's website. Again, GeorgiaLeeMcGowan.com. What do you hope readers learn from reading your book?
I hope that what people will learn is to be able to accept and then magnify what God has given them to work with. It's one of those things that, you know, it's like I chuckle about it sometimes. I say one of the first things I'm going to ask God when I get there is, what in the Sam Hill were you thinking? because it was a very difficult thing for me. It took a long time for me to work through. But writing that book and going through all of that and realizing how honest I had to be with myself was terribly freeing, because I didn't have to lie to anybody about anything anymore.
Yes, yes. A freeing sense, I'm sure, came over you that, okay, it's out there now. I'm dealing with it. And by doing that, you're helping so many people deal with similar circumstances. In your opinion, what's the biggest problem facing the gender variant community today, from your perspective? What are some of the major issues?
Oh, Lord, the biggest problem is probably getting in too big a hurry. If you decide that that's what you want to do, that you want to make that transition, I'd say that that's the biggest problem, is people don't take their time. The suicide rate in the gender community is horrendous. The last study I saw, and I estimated it at somewhere between 10.5% and 11%.
Wow, that is shocking.
Suicide, and the average people, the rate is more like maybe less than 1%. It does. I think people make too many decisions too fast. They feel like that they are never going to be able to be exactly who they want to be. And because, look, let's face it, the society has not come to grips with it very well yet.
Yes, exactly.
They're getting better. Caitlyn Jenner, God bless her, was a huge help to people. Because it helped people understand. I think it helped people in general understand more of what we were going through. There have been a lot of movies and stuff done that make fun of us, that don't take it seriously. But the few that have, like the book, like the movie Normal, with Jessica Lange and that was one of the most realistic. And the TV series that's been Pose, sure. That has been on some of the networks. Those are very, very realistic. But so much of it is not. And it's very difficult for people to understand. We have enough trouble understanding ourselves, okay? It's not hard. The thing I've found, society finds it much easier to accept a female-to-male transition than they do a male to female. And I think the reason that for years, you could go on to any job site, any construction site, and you found women working and living as men.
Yes.
But you could not go into Macy's, or you could not go to Nordstrom and find a man, in my case, for instance, me, working in makeup, doing those things there. It was very, very difficult. I am fortunate. You referred to me being retired. I did try retirement in the process of writing the book, and I made some bad decisions with my money. And I had to go back to work 7.5 years ago, but I've been working at Home Depot here in Mesa as a kitchen designer, which is where a lot of my experience was. And that company has been so accepting, and their policies are so amazing. I would encourage anybody, if you're looking for something that can give you a future, that would be it.
You know, it's interesting. I was going to ask you about in the workplace, and you touched on it. I guess it depends on what workplace you're in. In the case of Home Depot, you don't have a problem dealing with them. Public doesn't have a problem, I assume, then in dealing with you.
I have not had a single lick of problem with it. No, I have not. I've just been so fortunate, and the company has been so supportive. I can't tell you how, I can't even describe how supportive they've been of me and my effort to make this full-fledged change in my life. I've just been extremely fortunate in that respect.
But time is going by so quickly. So much to talk about. The book is Dear Mom and Dad, You Don't Know Me But by Georgia Lee McCowan, our guest on the program. Our website is georgialeemcowan.com, McGowen, book available at Amazon, the usual places. You describe yourself, Georgia, as trans, not as transgendered, but as dual gendered. Explain the difference.
Well, transgendered is those are basically those people. Society would refer to it if you have made a full transition and had surgery, etc., which at this point in my life I have. It is that is the term transgendered. You've made a change, whether it's full surgery or anything else. That is a term usually used for people that have they describe themselves as having been born in the wrong body and now they've fixed it. For me, yes, I probably am in the eyes of the world a transgendered or transsexual, but in my mind and in my emotion set of emotions, I am dual gendered, and it doesn't make any difference what I show to myself, and what I show myself to be to the world. It's what's inside of me that counts. And that's what people need to come to grips with.
I mentioned the website, georgialeemcowan.com, and you had Facebook, Twitter. Where can they find you on Facebook, Twitter? Are you responsive if people have questions? And I'm sure they will.
Oh,
And
absolutely,
speaking of
yes.
engagements, if people want to bring you in to talk and deal with your situation, with your
Yes.
background, how do they get in touch with you?
They can do it through my Facebook page, Georgia Lee McGowan. Both my personal and the one related to my book are both linked together right there on that site, on Facebook. And that's ideally the best place. I do when I post on my blog, it usually does go to Twitter as well as to Facebook. But that's not, I'm welcome anybody with any questions, whatever they want to find out. The more I can help other people understand, normal people understand the transgender community and transgendered people to understand themselves, the more I can do that, the happier I am. So yes, I welcome any inquiries.
And I mentioned as well, you do speaking engagements and do public appearances as well,
Oh
correct?
yes. Oh, absolutely,
Yes.
yes. Most of what I do is in colleges. I've done that. In fact, I just made arrangements for another presentation at a college in California here in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, I do. I'm more than happy to do that.
A few minutes left in the program. Currently, are you married at the present time?
Yes, I am. And I was single for 16 years after my second wife passed away. And after I went to work at Home Depot, that's where I met my wife. She is the most accepting human being on the face of the earth. She was actually my customer. And when we decided to get married, we had the marriage ceremony there at my desk in the design
I
center at
love
Home Depot for.
that. What a great story.
Yes.
That is amazing. And you've done the book, by the way, Dear Mom and Dad, You Don't Know Me But, and the author is Georgia Lee McGowan. You've done an excellent job with the book. Went through a lot of time and pain and memories as you put the book together. Other books in your future? Are you working on something
Oh,
else?
yeah, I've started on some, but to be honest, Rick, it has not sold well enough for me to be able to afford to quit working full time. And when I work full time, it's hard enough for me to find time to do make to take care of my blog. But I do that. If people go on to my website, that will take them straight to my blog, and there's about 8 years worth of essays and writings on my blog too. So, in fact, there's two of them in there related to my wife. I refer to her as the blue magnet because like little magnets, opposites attract, and she is a dyed-in-the-wool liberal, and I am an extremely conservative. So it's like a blue, you find a set of
Yes.
magnets, blue end and the red end are what attract each other. You can't attract the red to the red and the blue to the blue. So I just refer to her as the blue magnet.
Well, you've done such an important job in telling your story to help other people. In 30 seconds, a minute left in the program, we talked about it a little bit before. It's really slow, but are we making some progress as a society to be more welcoming, to be more understanding?
Yes, we are. It's so much different today than it has been in years, 12 years ago, 20 years ago, when I first really came out of the woodwork. You had to be extremely careful about where you went, what you did. But I personally have been so fortunate. God happened to give me a body that works both ways. And so I've just been really lucky, and I know a lot of people have not been as lucky as me, but society is becoming far, far more understanding. Absolutely.
Well, we have a
It's a
ways to
huge
go.
plus.
You talk about that suicide rate, which is just absolutely shocking. And your book is going to do so much good in getting people to think, to talk. The book is Dear Mom and Dad, You Don't Know Me But. Georgia Lee McGowan, our guest on the program, and McGowan is McGowen. Website is georgialeemcgowan.com. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. You got the Facebook. Give me Facebook and Twitter one more time so people can get in contact with you if they choose.
Yes, it's they're both Georgia on they're both Georgia Lee McGowan. Look, you can find me in both places just by going to Georgia Lee McGowan and typing that in their search bars, and you will find me right away.
Yes, you can Google all of that. We'll have all the information on our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us. Dear Mom and Dad, You Don't Know Me But by Georgia Lee McGowan, our guest on the program. Georgia, a pleasure to have you on the program to deal with a very important topic, to do it honestly. You've done an excellent job in writing this book and helping people. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for the opportunity. I really do appreciate it.
Well, it has been our pleasure. And Georgia Lee McGowan, our guest, the book Dear Mom and Dad, You Don't Know Me But. Information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Georgia's website, georgialeemcgowan.com. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.